So, I've been a little nervous about posting like a legit audio. 'Cause I'm a little shy, I guess, about like my shitty voice acting. So, I thought I would just kind of break the ice a little bit by talking about kisses and every kiss I've ever had. Not like every single one ever, but like the first of every one that I've ever had. So I've got a set of post-it notes here with the list written down. I think I got everybody. Pretty sure I got everybody. They'd be make me a shitty person if I couldn't remember every single one, I guess. So, the first one ever was when I was 12. Number one. And I met him at a church concert, I guess. Because, like, my church youth groups had, like, two separate groups for the middle schoolers and the high schoolers. You know, I was 12, I was in 7th grade. And, two separate groups. And so one of them came right after the other. So it was possible that you wouldn't necessarily know everybody in your youth group because you didn't really see them. And so this guy was in my youth group for a long time, but I didn't know because he's in high school. And we went on a church trip and we met, and I liked him. And then he was 15 at the time. And then, but you know, of course, by the time we kissed, he was 16. And I was about to like move. That was the last time I was ever gonna see him, because I was gonna move states. And I was hugging him in the stairwell. And I remember saying, you know, I don't want to leave without having my first kiss. Will you be it? And he said, sure. And we kissed. And we both wore glasses, so they kind of like clinked together. And I forgot to close my eyes. We were both drinking Monster, which is shitty. And he said, don't tell anyone. And I said, I won't. Of course, I'm telling all of you right now. And I never saw him again. I never saw him again. So that's that. And then number two was my best friend's brother. I'd known him since I was like 9. And then I was 13 when we kissed. He was 17. He was gonna turn 18 in like a month, and I was about a week away from turning 14. So we're only like 4 years apart, I think. Or maybe three. I can't math. And he even said, like, you know, I was sleeping over at their house, and actually that was the last time I was gonna see him too, because he was gonna move that week. And so it had already been kind of an emotional visit, you know, with, you know, his sister, because I wasn't gonna see her again. And it was, she had gone to sleep, and I was just like sitting in there with him. He had his mattress laid behind the couch, and I was sitting in his chair, and he's pissed off at me because I was sitting in his chair. And he goes, "Hey, do you want to make out?" And he'd said this to me before, and I was always like really pissy at him for it. And he says, "Do you want to make out?" And I was like, "What the fuck? Sure." And he said, "All right, get over here." And I said, "Well, why can't you come to me?" And he said, "Get over here." So I did, and I laid just my head on his mattress. And he kind of like squirmed, like caterpillared. You know, he's all wrapped up in his blanket. He was wearing a yellow tank top. I hate yellow, but. And then I kind of sat up and leaned over him. And he sat up too and put his. We were playing like chicken. And then I remember him saying, "Your turn." And I just kind of put my face like right down into his neck and said, "Your turn." And he kissed me. And I noticed there was like, my mouth was wet. And I said, You slobbered on my mouth." And he said, "It's called an open mouth kiss." And I said, "Oh, let's try that again." And we did. And I felt his tongue. And I was like, "Ah." And then I did see him once more after that when he came to visit. But he was asleep. And I gave him one little kiss on his cheek. And we actually had one of those, like, if we're both single by 30, like, we're gonna get married. But I don't think that's gonna happen. So the next guy, number 3, I was 14, and we had been flirting for months and months. You know, I was in high school. We were both in band, and it just never really happened. You know, like, I'd flirt with him, and he'd be like, "Oh, well, there's this other girl that I like." I'm like, "Well, okay, I'll back down." And I did, you know, we did that back and forth for a while, and then my friend came up with this brilliant plan to, like, she wanted to enter this photography contest, but she wanted someone to model for her. So she got me and this guy, number 3, to, you know, she said, "Hey, you guys should model for me." And we're like, "Okay." So we went to this, like, really cool kind of park with lots of, like, Amish stuff. And she always wanted us to pose all romantic-like. And just each time it got more and more, I guess, like, intimate. You know, there was a shot where he had his hand on my thigh and it was so crazy to me, or like I'd be leaning against his chest, or we'd be pretending to kiss. And I remember there was one where we were in this buggy, like this Amish buggy, and we were leaning in so close, and I said, "You're kissing me." And he said, "I'm not kissing you." And I said, "You just got slobber on my mouth." I'm so romantic. And he said, "That's not kissing." And I said, "Oh, okay." And then, you know, we dropped him off after that, and I needed to pee like a Russian racehorse. So I, like, you know, I went to his house and I peed and I washed my hands, and then I came out and I was about to walk out and I wanted to hug him, because I hug all my friends. And I hugged him goodbye, and he just, like, it was so natural. Like, I was, like, blown away at the time, like, how we both just knew that we were supposed to kiss, and we kissed, and, it was, like, the first time that I kind of made out with someone, I guess. And then I got back home, and he was, like, I texted him, and I was, like, "Vegas." He's, like, "Yeah, Vegas," which, of course, I'm telling you now. Don't tell anyone. And then we dated for a bit, but it lasted for, like, a month, and we broke up, and it was really, like, it wasn't a pleasant experience for me. Like, you know, it was my first breakup, and it wasn't really, like, a fun situation to be in. I had, like, super low self-esteem about that, because his, like, sister texted me and was, like, telling me that she hated me or something. I don't know. Dumb high school drama, and, that was just a total mess, you know, the whole time. And I, like, hated myself because I thought I was a whore. And, and that's where this next guy comes in. He was a year younger than me. At this point, I was 15. He was 14. We met at band yet again. And, damn, it's already 10 minutes. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through this list. We met at band, and he asked me to a movie. And I already knew he liked me because, like, we were playing this game, like, all of us band kids, and we were playing this game where we all just ask each other questions, and you have to tell the truth, and, like, we go in a circle. And I remember somebody said to this kid, "Well, do you have a crush on anyone?" And I had never really talked to him. And he looks over at me and like kind of grabs my chin and he says, "Her, because I like her face." And I was like, "Damn, you got balls." And there was a weird situation with him. You know, I knew he liked me, and then he never talked to me again, like, for a long time, for months. And I was talking with a different friend. She goes, "Oh, hey, we got, let's see, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, we got number 4 to stop liking you, by the way." And I said, "Well, why would you do that?" And she says, "Well, we didn't like him, and we didn't want him to like you." And I said, "Well, what did you do?" And she said, "Well, we told him that you were 21, you were supposed to be a senior, but you just failed." And I said, "Whose idea was this?" And she told me, and I went up to that guy, who ends up being number 5. And I went up to number 5, and I said, "Hey, you know you gotta tell number 4 that I'm not 21, right?" And he said, "Okay." And then, anyway, he got over it, and he asked me to a movie. It was a group. It was a big group of people going to the movie, and they wanted to go see a rated R movie, and I was, like, 15, and I had just gotten ungrounded, and I didn't want my dad to, like, ground me again for seeing a rated R movie, so we went and saw a PG-13 movie, and, I can't remember what it was. He, like, kissed me on the top of the head, and I thought that was, like, a pussy move, so I took off his glasses, and I made out with him, and it was not good, and I found out later that I was his first kiss. So there's that. Moving on. Number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, number 5. I already told you what happened with him and the, you know, previous guy. And we went to homecoming together. And at first it was just at friends, and I don't know, he just got like really close with me. I don't know, he just seemed like he liked me, and I liked him too because he talked to me and he was so nice. And then he asked me on a second date. And on the second date, he was, like, hugging me at my doorstep, and I kissed him. And, I remember, you know, earlier in the month, I had given him, like, this, like, a wish. Like, if he did this thing for me, his prize would be, like, he got one favor from me, you know, to be redeemed at a future date. It wasn't, like, I guess it could have been, but I didn't intend it to be, like, in a sexual way. And I remember, you know, right after he kissed me, he said, "You know, I was gonna ask for my prize, but I guess I just got it." And he walked away, and I'm like, "Oh, my life is just like a movie." And so we actually ended up dating for like 2 years, and then we broke up. He broke up with me, and I was kind of like bitter about it for a while, because I just had this idea that, like, you know, getting too involved with someone is a stupid idea, because you lose. You can never trust anyone. Everyone's going to let you down. And I was really bitter. I was just a bitch. And then I met this foreign exchange student, and, you know, we were only a couple months away from him going back. And he was really nice to me because he knew I was shy and he knew I was bitter, and he just wanted me to have a good time. And so he'd invite me out all, you know, to hang out with friends and then all this stuff. And I remember I was hanging out with him one day after school before my band practice. And, you know, I liked him because he was really affectionate, you know, and I'm a really affectionate person. You know, for friends, I want to put my hand on your shoulder or hold your hand or, you know, let her knees touch. And I really want to be in physical contact with you if we're friends and we're talking. And I liked that about him, because he would always, you know, touch me in just a totally platonic way. But then, I remember I thought I might like him, but I wasn't sure, and blah, blah, blah. Cause I was, let's see, I was 16 at this point. And then I was trying to walk to the band room, and I gave him a hug, and I kissed him on the cheek. And I turned around to leave, and he said, "Get back here." And he grabbed my backpack and, like, part of my hair, and spun me around and kissed me on the mouth. And I liked it. And we had a very good time for the rest of the time he was there. And then, of course, when he left, I was a mess because I was just sad that he was gone. And the next one was just a friend. I mean, I liked him a bit, but, you know, most overall, I just liked him as a friend. And the reason it happened was because I was in his van. It was like the 90s, you know, it felt just like the 90s because we would lay there and listen to the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And, you know, half the reason I wanted to hang out in his van with him was because I was 17 at this point. I just wanted to lay there and listen to Red Hot Chili Peppers with him, you know, in the parking lot, in the school parking lot. Anyway, I was sick that week and my voice was kind of hoarse. And I was laying down in his van and I said, "Oh, my voice is so hoarse." And he says, "Oh, I think it's kind of sexy." And I said, "Well, what are you waiting for? You've got me in your van. I'm all laid back. You know, what the fuck are you waiting for?" And he said, "Oh, okay." And he kissed me. And I was just kidding, but he didn't know that. I said, "I was just kidding, you know." And he said, "Oh, sorry." And we moved on. And then the next guy was the best friend of number five. Actually, I feel kind of bad about that. And we had been talking a lot, you know, for a while. Just like friendly banter, you know, and he said, "Hey, do you want to hang out this Saturday?" And I said, "Sure." And we went to his house and we watched this French movie, and I just kept, you know, getting closer to him. And, you know, we were under a blanket together because I'm cold all the time, and he was arguing with me about what movie we were going to go see, you know, in a minute. And he wanted to go see Interstellar. Or not Interstellar, Gravity. And I was like, not fucking happening. I did not want to go see Gravity. I wanted to go see something else. Or, you know, maybe sit there and play video games or something. And he kicked my ass at video games. But he's like, "Oh, well, no, we're going to see this instead." And I'm like, "Fuck you." And then I kissed him and he said, "Well, that doesn't answer my question." So that was a thing. And then, like, a week later, you know, we didn't end up working out. And the next guy was my best friend for many years in high school. We met when I was a freshman and I had a crush on him, and then he didn't like me back. But I was like, "Well, I still like you. I still want to talk to you." And he ended up dating this other girl, and me and that girl became like just super close and everything was okay. But then he broke up with her, and then he's like, "Oh, well, I like you." So anyway, we were both like really stressed out about, you know, he was having like these family issues and I was being like blackmailed and harassed by this guy online. And we were both just so upset. So we went outside and we were in his car, and I was hugging him, and I, you know, buried my face right in his neck. And then I can't remember what I said, but he just like something about like, you know, wishing it were him, you know. And he kissed me, and then he went back inside. You know, we were in a parking lot, and he went back to work, and that was that. And then I got grounded again after that. I wasn't allowed out for a while. So then it was around prom. It was around prom weekend the next time I kissed someone. And I was just walking to the band department or something with this guy. He was much younger than me. He was like, I think 15. I was 17. He's just a friend. And I was joking, you know, we were just joking around with each other. And he said something about making out. And I'm like, "Oh, let's make out." And so we did. We made out. And that was it. Like, I don't think he ever, like, called me or texted me or anything. We just made out at school sometimes. And then we went to prom. I went to prom with this other guy who I never kissed. And while I was at prom, I was greeting one of my friends and I kissed her on the cheek. You know, that's what I do with my friends. And she kissed me on the mouth. And I wasn't really ready for it. I didn't really want her to do it. I had never kissed a girl before. She kissed me on the mouth, and I was like, "Whoa, what the fuck?" And I just, like, walked away. And then later on, I was talking to another friend about you know, that girl kissing me. And she just kind of like looks at me and smiles. And then I, you know, made out with her because what else are you going to do? And then, well, that was a one-time thing. And then after that, let me count for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. So number 9, you know, the best friend from high school had a best friend that he lived with. And, we had started dating, I'd started dating number 9 for a little bit. Kind of, you know, and, but he did something that pissed me off. He was, you know, dating all these other girls and, you know, he was getting really like possessive of me and I didn't like it. So, I was like with his best friend, you know, on a day that he blew me off and I was mad and we were at my house. And so I kissed his best friend and we made out. And then the next guy was a coworker who I was very fond of. And we went on a few dates and I liked him a lot. And I really don't remember specifically the first time we kissed. Specifically. But I do remember it was like at his house and we were in bed and we were watching a Stephen King movie because that's the only thing we ever watched. And that's all. I don't really remember the exact moment. So I'm probably a piece of shit. And then at this point, I was already talking to my, you know, I was already kind of texting with this guy that I thought might, you know, I knew I was going to move in with him and I loved him and stuff. And so I wanted him to be my 16th kiss. This guy that I was, you know, he's my current boyfriend. And I wanted my current boyfriend to be my 16th kiss. So I'm like searching all over for one more person to kiss because, you know, I'm obsessed with the number 16. And so I kissed number 9's ex, his ex-girlfriend. I met her actually, you know, because I was living in this apartment and she showed up with number 9's boyfriend, or not boyfriend, best friend, you know, the one that I kissed, and they showed up looking for alcohol, and, you know, we ended up spending, like, the whole night. I didn't get, you know, a moment of sleep that night, because they wanted to, you know, run all over and talk and drink, and, so she was gonna drop me off at the bus stop, and, when she did, I kissed her mouth, and then moved across the state. And then, of course, you know, that was when I met my boyfriend. And we got a hotel room, you know, the first time that we met, we got a hotel room. And he was, like, spanking me, but I didn't kiss him. You know, I was naked and he was spanking me. And, you know, it was, like, 3 or 4 hours of just, like, spanking and all this stuff. And I was getting to a point where I, like, couldn't really... I wasn't sure if I could take any more of it because it hurt so much. And he just hit me and I wanted him to, you know, I didn't want to like stop the whole scene. So I sat up and I kissed him and he said, "What was that for?" And I said, "I just didn't want you to hurt me again." And then a couple weeks later was the next one. And, oh my god, this woman was beautiful. I met her at a club. And, you know, my boyfriend was friends with her. He'd met her recently, and he told her all about me, and she really wanted to meet me. And so when I saw her, you know, she said, "Oh, you must be Lavender," and she gave me a big hug, and I was just like, stunned because she's so beautiful. She's, you know, she's real tall, she has a real sultry voice, just perfect body. And you know, she had to go greet people, and then later on I was like on the patio with her and she says, "Oh, you know, hi Lavender, and, you know, I'm back." And I looked at her, she's in this black dress and she had lollipops stuffed down her bodice, and I said, "You have suckers in your boobs." I'm so suave. And she said, "Yes, I do." And I said, can I have one? And she said, of course. And she grabs my whole head and just buries it right in her cleavage. And I, you know, picked one out with my mouth. And, you know, I raised my hand to take the sucker out and unwrap it. And she said, no, no. And then she, like, clamps her whole mouth. And she has just such full, beautiful, amazing lips. You'll never forget the feel of them. She's the perfect woman. She's the most beautiful woman on this earth. And she takes the sucker out of her mouth, out of my mouth, and puts it into her own mouth. And she does not have a gag reflex. So she was able to, like, literally turn the sucker upside down. Like, you know, flip it around in her mouth and then deep throat it and then pull it out and then stick it back in my mouth. So that I could eat it. And she was amazing. And so that's her. And then I think that night I also kissed my boyfriend's friend. Other friend that he'd known since, like, forever. And I think I kissed her that night. She was really gorgeous. She's just, like, charming. I don't really remember a lot of the specifics of that. There was no real story. I just kissed her goodbye. And then next person, I was at that same club. And I was hanging out with that same woman. And this, I was just sitting there watching her make out with this, with, like, two different girls. And, I didn't really know their names at all. And then, you know, she stops and puts her hand on the back of this, you know, one of the girls and pushes her towards me. And then that lady kisses me. And it's really nice. And then, I don't know, they run off and she leaves me with the second girl. And then I snuggle her and ask her what her name is. And she tells me. And we just talk for a while. And then, I don't know, I was 18 when, like, all of that happened. And she, later on, I kiss her goodbye, and then I haven't even seen her since. And then the next girl, and the last girl, the last one, was my boyfriend's ex. And we went to go see her at her house because, you know, she seemed friendly. We went to see her at her house, and she really liked me. And we had been, like, flirting all night, and I told her to take off her clothes, and we swam naked for a long time, and I had kind of pet her hair, but I hadn't really kissed her. And I remember I was sitting in her lap, looking at her feet, and she's touching my feet. I don't know. We have the same feet, and we're both narcissistic fucks. And she just, you know, my boyfriend got up to use the bathroom, and immediately she just kisses me. And I said, "I'm sorry. I know I'm not very good at this." And she says, "No, it's really great." And she had, like, really nice small lips. And that's it. Hopefully you guys enjoyed my stories. I know it's a little vanilla, but I'm still kind of coming out of my shell. So, thanks for listening.